I looked over her shoulder and saw that the door was unlocked. I had a vision of Mr. Gupta coming up to see if I had left yet and finding the two-backed monster on the bed in the supposedly empty unit. I smiled. I didn't care. She raised her face up to look at me. What? Nothing. We left the door unlocked. Somebody could come in. You left it unlocked. This is your place. I kissed her, realizing I had not kissed her lips during the entire time we had made love. Another strange thing.
You know what, Bosch?
What?
You're good at this.
I smiled and told her thanks. A woman can play that card any time and every time and always get the same response.
I mean it.
She dug her nails into my chest to underline her point. With one arm, I held her tightly to me, and we rolled over. I figured I had at least 10 years on her, but I wasn't worried about it. I kissed her again and got up, gathering my clothes off the floor and walking over to the door to lock it. I think there's one last clean towel in there, I said. You can use it. She insisted I take the first shower, and I did. Then while she showered, I left the unit and walked across Koval to a convenience store to pick up 2 more beers. I was going to limit it to that because I was driving that night and didn't want alcohol to slow me down getting to the road or while on it. I was sitting at the dinette when she came out of the bathroom fully dressed and smiling when she saw the 2 bottles.
I knew you'd make yourself useful.
She sat down and we clicked bottles.
To Gladiator Love, she said.
We drank and just were quiet for a few moments. I was trying to figure out what the last hour now meant to me and to us.
What are you thinking about? She asked.
About how this could get complicated.
It doesn't have to. We can just see what happens.
That didn't sound the same to me as being asked to move to the Dakotas. Okay.
I better get going.
Where to?
Back to the FO, I guess. See what's shaking.
Did you hear what happened to the fire barrel out there after the blast? I forgot to look.
No, why?
I looked in it when we were out there for just a minute. It looked like he had been burning credit cards, maybe IDs.
The victims?
Probably.
He burned books in it, too.
Books? Why do you think he did that? I don't know, but it's strange. Inside the trailer, he had books all over the place. So he burned some, and some he didn't burn. Seems strange.
Well, if there's anything left of the barrel, the ERT will get to it. Why didn't you mention it before when you were interviewed out there?
Because my head was ringing and I sort of forgot, I guess.
Short-term memory loss associated with concussion.
I don't have a concussion.
I meant the blast. Could you tell what books they were?
Not really. I didn't have time.
There was one I picked out. It was the least burned of what I could see. It looked like it was poetry, I think.
She looked at me and nodded, but didn't say anything.
What I don't get is why he burned the books. He set the whole trailer to go up, but he takes the time to go out to the barrel and burn some books. Almost like...
I stopped talking and tried to put the pieces together.
Almost like what, Harry?
I don't know, like he didn't want to leave the trailer thing to chance. He wanted to make sure those books were destroyed.
You are assuming that both things are together. Who knows? Maybe he burned the books 6 months ago or something. You can't just connect the 2 things.
I nodded. She was right about that.
But still, the incongruity bothered me.
The book I found was near the top of the barrel, I said. It was burned the last time the barrel was used. There was also a receipt in it, half burned. But maybe they can trace it.
When I get back, I'll check it out, but I don't remember seeing that barrel after the blast.
I shrugged. Neither do I. She stood up, and so did I. There's one other thing, I said as I reached into the inside pocket of my jacket. I pulled out the photo and handed it to her. I must have grabbed it while I was in the trailer and then sort of forgot about it. I found it in my pocket. It was the photo taken from the printer tray.
the two-story house with the old man out front next to the station wagon.
Great, Harry. How am I going to explain this?
I don't know, but I figured you'd want to try to ID the place or the old man.
What's the difference now?
Come on, Rachel, you know it's not over.
No, I don't know that.
It bothered me that she could not talk to me after we had been so intimate just a few minutes before. Okay,